On ABC Local Radio, you're with Rod Quinn. It's time to talk health and fitness with Professor Gordon Lynch from the University of Melbourne. He's head of the physiology department there. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning, Rod.
Today we are talking about training smarter. Now, we've talked often over the years about, you know, is it better to train shorter but more intensively than longer and what you can get out of it. But this time, training smarter through what's described as periodization. What are we talking about there?
Well, if we do a training program for the first time, or, you know, if you've been inactive for a while and you start doing exercise, you start getting these rapid improvements in your health and fitness, and it's very empowering and it keeps you going. But after you've been training for a while, these sorts of adaptations become harder to achieve. And the reason for that is the body becomes very adept at performing at that particular level. So you have to, you know, work at ways to challenge the system and get another level of adaptation. So it's not surprising that your motivation may wane unless you continue to get these sorts of improvements. So the idea is, with this ability of the body to adapt so well, we have to change the variables of our training program. So you talked about intensity. That's a variable. How specific you are with, you know, training particular body parts and so on. How much training you do. How much you rest. Whether you should do some skill types of exercises if you're involved in sports, not just about your fitness, and so on. And all these different variables can be organized pretty carefully into what's known as cycles or periods. And essentially, that's the concept of periodization. It's a thoughtful approach, not just going through the motions, but understanding what you want to achieve and really planning carefully over the course, let's say, of a year, what you want to achieve and when. And you can, you know, vary your training program in order to achieve those specific outcomes. Okay. So that's a smarter way of training.
All right, smarter. Training smarter. So where did it all start and why is it now come to the fore when a lot of it makes sense and I'm sure people have been doing it for years?
Yeah, look, the concept of periodization has been around a while. If we think about the origins of it, you know, if we go back to the Soviet-Russian period of the 1950s and so on, they had some very astute physiologists. The body has this concept called adaptation syndrome, the general adaptation syndrome. So any challenge that the body is faced with, it goes through a particular phase. So the first phase is an alarm phase. It's like a shock reaction. You know, so if you're exercising, it's something new to the body, and the body says, hang on, what's going on here? And the body adapts accordingly to allow you to perform at that particular level and prepare you for the next challenge and so on. So once you get that alarm phase or the challenge phase, you go into what's called a resistance phase, where the body continues to monitor and adapt accordingly and sort of gets to a stage where it plateaus and reaches that steady state. And that's when those changes become very hard to modify. You get to that level and it's pretty steady state. And then if you overdo it, if you overtrain, you don't rest properly and so on, you get this exhaustion phase. And so these Russian physiologists, they analyze these different training programs of athletes, and they showed that the athletic performance was actually better in those athletes who had variable training stresses. Rather than just doing the same thing all the time, a constant training pattern, the best performing athletes had a variable training program where the intensity varied, how much training they did, the volume varied, and so on. And that's the origins of periodization. So it's come some way since then, and if you think about sports, professional sports, athletes, team sports or individual and, you know, Olympic type of events, periodization is an essential ingredient of a successful training program. But what I'm saying also is it's not just for athletes, that we should be applying these sorts of periodization principles into our sorts of exercise. So that thoughtful approach to our exercise training program, the concept of periodization, is something I'd like us to think about.
Okay. So if you're doing your exercise, your workout, how does it actually work? What should you be doing?
Okay. So if we think about let's think about a training year. And, you know, essentially the concept of periodization is that you break up that training year into particular cycles. So you may have A large division of the program, it may take you a few months. The smaller divisions may take a few weeks. So each of these divisions is broken up into smaller divisions. Now, this idea could be very simply for recreational athletes like me and for most of our listeners, is that we can break up the year in terms of the seasons. So we have winter training, we have spring training, we have summer training, and then we have the autumn or the fall, as the Americans would say. Now, the idea is that there's four major divisions of the year, and in terms of taking a thoughtful approach to your training, instead of doing the same program every single week throughout the course of the year, what I'm suggesting is that you do different types of activities or focus on different outcomes in those major seasons. So the seasons are made up of three monthly blocks. We can say each of the winter season is, that's one block, but that's broken up into three, that's each different month. And if we wanted to, and that's how the seriousness of professional programs, is they go down to the week and the day. They vary, you know, from that level of sophistication. I don't think we need to do that. I think for each of the seasons, winter, spring, summer, and autumn, we can have specific goals that we want to achieve, different types of exercises that we can perform for different outcomes, varying the training intensity, varying the training load, the different types of exercises we might do, how serious we are at certain stages, and how we can take a rest or ease off at different types of times of the year. So this is where I think this concept of periodization can be used. It's breaking up the year into achievable cycles, varying the intensity over the course of the year, keeping us interested in training and achieving a better outcome than just going through the motions and saying, gee, what is this really doing for me?
Okay, Gordon Lynch, our guest, talking health and fitness today. The idea of training smarter through periodization. I'm guessing a lot of people are already doing it, but if you are sitting down now and thinking, okay, well, I do pretty much the same thing every day. I go out for a run every day. Let's say that that's their exercise. Over a year then, with the four seasons, how would you vary that? If you're going out for a run and you'd like to go for, you know, 4 or 5 miles or kilometres or whatever it is every day, how would you vary that over a year?
Well, I think what you can do is concentrate on a particular aspect of your training at a specific time. So if we're thinking about strength, you might want to bias your training towards strength training or resistance training, which may increase the strength and the muscle endurance as well. At different times of the year, you may then want to focus on cardiovascular fitness, or you may introduce flexibility or range of motion exercises and so on. So the idea of dividing the training program, you know, into the different phases is that you can concentrate on one aspect of the training at one time. Of course, you may be doing different types of exercises throughout the year, but you may focus on one over the other at different stages of the year. And that gives the body a chance to recover. It gives the body a chance to optimally adapt to the challenge that you're giving it. So you can vary the intensity of the training. You manage that during the course of the year. You can incorporate periods during the course of the year, scheduled periods of rest where you may do no training, so the body needs a chance to rest. And even, you know, if you're getting stale with your training routine and so on, having those periods during the course of the year where you say no training this week, it's just a refresher, and it gets you more interested, I think, in saying, well, that was a good break and I'm really enthusiastic about returning to my training program at a different level of intensity and so on. So incorporating that rest and recuperation into the training program is very important. So you can put more rest between different sessions that can promote recovery. So you may need more rest if you're doing the heavy lifting exercises, whereas if you're easing off that aspect of the training and you're doing more volume, maybe more aerobic exercises or so on, or just more sessions per week, you need to vary the type of rest periods that need to be incorporated to allow you to recover from those training sessions. And then I think breaking down that long-term goal into these smaller tasks allows us it to be more of an achievable thing. Many people set lofty goals, and it's all well and good, and all the best intentions, that's wonderful. But if you just miss on one level or miss quite dramatically, it could be because you're overreaching and you need to scale things back. And I think it's still important to have the target, but if you break that target into smaller chunks, smaller and more achievable tasks, then as you go through and you can tick them off as you go, I think it's very empowering, keeps you motivated, and you'll be very surprised what you can achieve if you can approach your training in this thoughtful way.
Over the period of this year, though, should you build up your training? Does that depend on where you start your year of training, if we're looking at on an annual basis, that maybe, you know, that you do less during the winter and more during the summer months or the spring months, or is it the other way around?
If you're a recreational exerciser or a more serious about your exercising and you're more of an athlete, it sometimes these sorts of training programs and the concept of periodization fits in with the schedule of your performances. So it may be if you've got a fun run which is at a particular period and you're training towards that fun run, you schedule your training accordingly so that you peak for that particular performance. It's the same for, say, AFL footballers or rugby. The idea is that you're breaking up the season into the pre-season phases. How you train during the course of the season will be very different to how you did during the pre-season. How you then peak for the finals period, what you do during the recovery phase and so on. So there are discrete blocks for professional athletes, which are all based upon competition, the same for Olympic athletes or going for world championships and so on. There'll be periods of the year where it's going to be the peak performance period, and you modify your training accordingly so that you're peaking for those events. But you can't be performing at that high level all the time. The body is just not equipped, even for the professional athletes, the body needs a chance to rest and recuperate, and that's where this variable training intensity comes into it. And it's the same principle that we should be applying as recreational exercises to get the most from our training, not just because we want to achieve the highest level of fitness, but that might be one thing in terms of being the best we can be, but also giving our bodies a chance to rest and recover properly so that we don't compromise our fitness, we don't compromise our health if we get overtrained and get injured or we get sick or so on, which it sets us back from where we need to be. So these concepts, often targeted towards competition and so on, but for us as recreational exercises, we can still put it in that. And I think breaking it into the seasons, Rod, is a simple approach. We can sort of break down the training year into those specific cycles and see what we want to achieve in each of them. And over the course of the year, you may have very different adaptations during the course of the year, still wanting to achieve that end goal. But it's knowing what you want to achieve and designing the training program accordingly. And it just requires a bit of thought. And how you go about that, we can talk about specific types of interventions in the coming weeks.
All right. We will do that then, Gordon. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
A pleasure, Rod. Thank you very much.
Gordon Lynch, Health and Fitness.